In this last stop, we encounter some storytellers of our own, in a place that's close to many of us, if not by proximity, then in spirit. We rejoin Hal Cannon and his wife Teresa as they take us along the Colorado River on their rafting trip through the Grand Canyon.
This afternoon, the world exploded. Clouds closed in, thunder reverberated off the steep walls, flashes of lightning blinded us again and again. Then came rain, great torrents of rain, and soon the canyon seemed to blow apart. 100 surging cataracts burst forth, blood red with dirt and rock and boulders twice the size of cannonballs. When the rain finally let up, we looked at one another, and our eyes burned demon red.
I looked at our guides. Tears were streaming down their faces from the dirt in their eyes, and they were as amazed and giddy as we were. Though each had made this trip 30 times or more, they all agreed they had never seen the canyon flash with such exquisite violence. This dangerous excitement of seeing the canyon anew with each trip is what brings these men back season after season.
Six old boatmen went out to row one dark and windy day. Upon a beach they stopped to rest as they went along their way. When all at once a mighty line of runaway boats they saw, bouncing through the rugged surf of the mighty Colorado.
I never liked the idea of tours, of traveling with strangers, but I have to admit I grew fond of my river companions. I became friends with Max, who's singing here at our late evening talent show, and with Valentina Terlata, the psychoanalyst from Rome, Keith, the Missouri farmer, Jack, a retired astronomer. Frances had worked lights at Woodstock and was celebrating her 50th. It was more than the shared experience that brought us together. It was a helping hand scaling a slick rock trail or pulling a waterlogged traveler into the boat after he had been catapulted into churning water. It was also the risk we shared that bonded us.